Hey everyone, in this episode, all the segments shall be on different crystals that I personally have worked with, also giving a fantastic, authentic, and loving description to you guys why I work with said crystals and what benefits some of them have brought me. Okay, let's dive in. To start off, we are going to talk about one of my favorite crystals that I have ever encountered. This is one of the main stones that has changed my life. This stone is known as kyanite, and in this video, or segment, we shall be focusing on blue kyanite. Blue kyanite is a stone that balances all the chakras, never needs cleansing, and allows you to always feel like you're hovering off the ground. Blue kyanite is a bridge stone, bridging earth and sky, heaven and sea, allowing you to channel information between the two and become a bridge for consciousness. Blue kyanite is a form of mastery stone. I like to view blue kyanite as a multi-use tool, with so many benefits on enhancing astral projection, lucid dreaming, healing, thyroid issues, health issues. There are so many benefits in truth that I could make a segment that lasted over an hour alone just on this one stone. And when it comes to kyanite, there's blue, green, orange, indigo, black. So I'm going to focus for now on blue kyanite. Blue kyanite changed my life. Blue kyanite allowed me to achieve balance and find out who I originally was when I began my journey when I woke up in 2012. Blue kyanite is like a best friend, because blue kyanite will balance you and cleanse your chakras, releasing stagnant energy without you even having to ask blue kyanite. If I was to relate blue kyanite to a psychedelic or drug-infused experience, I would relate it to marijuana in a heartbeat. Blue kyanite creates a up-in-the-clouds type of cerebral intensity. Every step you take while you walk, you feel like you're hovering. Like your feet don't even touch the ground, you're just floating to where you're going. It is a feeling that many of us refer to as levitation. Even though our feet touch the ground, in our heart, we're living it. I hope you've enjoyed this segment on blue kyanite. Hey everyone, in this segment we're going to talk about the crystal peridot. Peridot is a beautiful green crystal associated with abundance, rebirth, and regeneration. Peridot brings emotional liberation to Scorpios, and this is why I recently was guided to seek it out. My whole life I had a primal, almost animalistic type of temper, and this temper did not always serve my highest good of love and light. However, peridot has brought forth some beautiful healing to me. While paired with blue topaz, they have allowed that anger, that inner fire, to be completely extinguished with calming blue water. Peridot has brought tremendous healing to me, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Peridot has opened my heart to avenues of abundance and growth that I didn't even believe at the time were possible to happen so quickly. Peridot has brought transformation in more areas than I can presently state with its beautiful regenerative energy. Peridot has regenerated my soul and brought me wholeness, and also brought me an abundance of joy for life, allowing me to really feel happy that I'm here and excited in what comes next. I hope Peridot helps you too. Have a fantastic day. Thank you for listening to my segment. Hey everyone, in this segment, we are going to discuss the amazing angelic crystal known as apophyllite. Apophyllite is a crystal that is known for having an aura field of 10 to 15 feet around it, known for purifying lower vibrational frequencies and completely embodying the diamond light ray of consciousness. Apophyllite is an angelic stone that brings emotional and mental liberation while also being a receiver-transmitter stone. If you're someone where you're trying to get a clearer connection or to gain information from your guides or your angels, and at times you're unsure if it's them or something else responding, work with apophyllite. Apophyllite is a wonderful stone for that. Being a transmitter-receiver, it helps to tune our own receiver and transmitter to not only send out a clear connection for who we're trying to contact, but also to receive a direct connection. Kind of in the way of how cell phones sometimes get static, we're reducing the static with apophyllite, allowing crystal clear communication. I work with apophyllite whenever I feel like I need a massive transformation of self or to eradicate darkness very quickly. I also work with it quite often when I feel like I need a protective shield that's up to 15 feet. I hope you guys have enjoyed this segment. Hey everyone, in this segment we are going to discuss Herkimer diamonds. Herkimer diamonds, also known sometimes as double terminated quartz, is a wonderful stone. Herkimer diamonds are a very high vibrational stone and crystal. They allow us to purge our DNA and to heal our DNA. This gives them the beautiful ability to not only raise our consciousness, but also to transmute any illness. It has been believed that if you are having an asthma attack, placing a piece of Herkimer diamond on the chest will prevent it instantly. As well as Herkimer diamonds amplify all other crystals. My personal experience when it comes to Herkimer diamonds is that I was in a crystal store, and in this store, the guy is fully aware that I am clairsentient, which means I feel energy, I feel crystals. So he ended up walking across the room and saying, "Can you still feel the crystal in my hand?" And I said, "Yeah, I still feel it." And he backed up more and he said, "What about now?" And I said, "Nope." So then he put the Herkimer diamond in his hand with the other stone and he said to me, "Now you walk back. How far can you go?" I walked to the very other end of the store, probably close to 15 or almost 20 feet, and I could still feel the stone that originally I could not feel past 3.5 feet, 4 feet type of thing. It was amazing how much Herkimer diamond just amplified the energy of that one tiny crystal. This is why I like to work with Herkimer diamonds. They're fantastic if you need that extra boost. They're very, very good for also stamina and purification. I hope you've enjoyed this video on Herkimer diamond. Hey everyone, in this segment we are going to discuss the amazing crystal black kyanite. Black kyanite, being a shaman stone and wonderful for soul retrieval, is a stone that allows us to ground to our Earth Star Chakra and to Mother Earth Gaia, to her core. Black kyanite is also a vision stone. When placing black kyanite to your third eye for meditation, you will experience other worlds, visions, and colors in vibrancy and contrast that you did not think prior was possible. Black kyanite allows you to also cleanse negativity from you and to rise to the healer and shaman you're meant to be. I work with black kyanite when I feel like I have so much baggage from other people around me from doing my practice that I need to find an emergency, or as I call it, a quick fix, to let go of this energy. Black kyanite allows me to send all this energy down into Mother Earth fairly quickly, regardless of if I'm on a second floor, third floor, fourth floor. Black kyanite is that great companion for that very, very reason. The Black Kyanite will ensure that you do not take on the baggage, as it will constantly let that garbage go down through your etheric tube and cords into Mother Earth. I hope you've enjoyed this segment. Hey everyone, in this segment we are going to discuss the crystal green kyanite. Green kyanite is a wonderful heart chakra stone that also allows us to balance and connect to the inner Tao. The Tao meaning our balance of light and dark and duality around us, just as nature has duality. Green kyanite allows you to connect to that natural flow of the heart and of nature and to effortlessly manifest your dreams. Green kyanite also helps you to understand if someone is speaking from their mind / ego, or if they're speaking from their heart. Green kyanite will allow you to have the ability to look to someone who is saying something to you and know right away if it's coming from their heart, if it's the truth, or if it's coming from their mind and they're changing it somehow. That is why I recommend green kyanite to all empaths. Green kyanite's regeneration abilities as well is fantastic. Apart from the fact that all kyanites never need to be cleansed, I like to work with green kyanite if I feel like I'm too much in the mind and I need to be more in my heart. Due to this, whenever I feel like I'm having a day where I'm very much in my mind, I'm overthinking, I'm overanalyzing, I don't really know what decisions to make, I'll put on green kyanite because green kyanite will let me go with the flow and to understand what choices I need to make instead of overthinking or overanalyzing what choices need to be made. That way I can differentiate which choices should be made and which should not. I hope this has helped. Green kyanite has hugely helped me. The main reason that green kyanite came into my life was due to the fact that I was fighting with a very close family member. In fact, it was my mother. Green kyanite allowed me to see it life through her eyes. Green kyanite allows you to really step into the shoes of someone and understand their pain and why they are the way they are. For instance, we could view this as if you were to walk into a jail and look at certain inmates that committed murder. If you're wearing green kyanite, you're going to get that extra insight to understand why they did, regardless of what you've been told by them or, you know, officials or security. You'll be able to feel that inner deeper truth. Like maybe they just felt unwanted. And that's why I also, as a healer, work with green kyanite. It really lets you step into your client's shoes and really connect with them on a deeper level so you can really do your best to help them. I hope you've enjoyed this video. Orange kyanite is a tremendously powerful stone for balancing our sacral chakra and enhancing our creativity. Orange kyanite not only purges the sacral of emotions, keep in mind many empaths, you transmute and feel emotion through your sacral, through that connection to the world around you. So orange energy is also creative. It's our life force energy. It's also sexual energy, and it can very, very, very often be looked at as the exact same prana or shakti or chi that is also around us quantumly everywhere. I like to work with orange kyanite when I find that my creative well is kind of dry. I need new inspiration. I need also a bit of a drive. This is why working with stones that have the color orange or red can give that extra boost of stamina to our body or to our mental or emotional capacities to allow us to overachieve and really get to where we want to go. I find when I'm working with orange kyanite, the ideas and inspirations that flow to me are absolutely transcending, while also providing me with the energy required to enact on these great ideas and entrepreneurial blueprints. So I hope you've enjoyed this other segment. Also, you'll notice at times in these videos, I will say videos, I'll say segment. Honestly, to me, there's not really that much of a difference for a podcast between a podcast, a YouTube video, or a Facebook video. And as you guys already know, I'm on all of them. I post more videos than I do podcasts, but sometimes it's going between the two back and forth all day long. You know, sometimes you're gonna call a podcast a a video. But I hope you guys have been enjoying my videos. I try to do my best in them. You will notice in others, sometimes I do get a bit quieter. I'll stop midway and try to choose my words carefully. This is because the last thing I want to do is be inauthentic and exaggerate or give you guys false information. I'd rather only give you guys the truth on my experiences and not be one of those healers where I over glorify the experience into something that it really wasn't. I like to give you guys the raw, authentic experience. Anyways, I hope you've enjoyed this segment as well. Have a great day. In this segment, we're going to talk about the crystal Nature Light. Nature Light is one of the Synergy 12 stones. It is also known as the only stone with the title of the Mind Evolution Crystal. Nature Light connects the left and right brain, or pineal and pituitary glands, together into a single gland, allowing your mind to transcend the duality and bring that inner pillar of balance. This allows you to begin to connect to your higher ethereal or transpersonal chakras outside the body and to expand your consciousness tremendously, as everything must first be balanced within in order for it to be outside. I hope you've enjoyed this short description of Nature Light. In the future here, I will be doing a Synergy 12 video as well as podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed this video, as Nature Light has truly improved my life. Just the very fact that it's for brain evolution, look it up. Trust me on this. If you feel like you need a cognitive enhancement, if you're one of those people where you work with certain vitamins or you've worked with ADHD medication, why don't you try Nature Light? You'd be surprised on what it can do for you, for improving memory, cognitive functioning, emotional intelligence, as well as so many others, like mental agility. I hope you've enjoyed this segment. Have a great day.